It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Happy Gilmore 2, the nearly 30-year-old sequel to the Adam Sandler cult comedy classic in which he played the violent sociopath Happy Gilmore, who becomes a professional golfer. In this sequel, he has fallen through hard times. His wife, played by Julie Bowen, has passed away. His only daughter, played by Sandler's daughter Sunny, is poised to go to the best dance school in Paris, and his drinking problems get the best of him. But when traditional golf is threatened by an energy drink company that sponsors a disrespectful version, it's up to Happy to get back out there. The sequel is filled with movie star and professional golfer cameos, and some of the remaining actors return, like Ben Stiller as the abusive orderly Hal L, and Christopher McDonald as Happy's old enemy Shooter McGavin. Happy Gilmore 2, which is now streaming on Netflix, can go all juvenile to try to live up to the original's expectations, and while I admit they can be too cliché, I still say they're much more appealing than what was presented in Dumb and Dumber 2 a generation ago. It's better than that sequel because it understands the appeal of the fans of the 90s comedy hit and wants to try to have the iconic character grow and develop while keeping his spirits alive. I think that's what Beavis and Butthead have been trying to do lately. I doubt Roger Ebert would have wanted to see the sequel, but my name is Christopher Zweig, and I think Sandler still delivers the golf balls and goofballs. 3 stars. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.